This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Should Vermont legalize marijuana? That question has animated public forums around the state in the months leading up to the next legislative session, when it is likely to spur more debate. Late last week, a group gathered at Lyndon State College to exchange views, and VPR's Charlotte Albright was there.
The forum at LSC was organized by a St. Johnsbury group called the Drug Abuse Resistance Team. And the discussion included people on all sides of the issue, sitting in circles, passing a microphone around. With college students in the audience, the focus was often on health risks to young pot smokers. But Laura Subin, director of the Vermont Coalition to Regulate Marijuana, told the audience that the status quo has not worked to stem its use or abuse.
We've tried all these years of prohibition. It's failed. Marijuana is easy to get. It's widely used. We're not successfully keeping it away from teenagers to the extent that there's problematic behavior associated with marijuana. It's an issue that we should tackle anyway. And we believe that it's time to leave aside the failed policy of prohibition and come up with some new approaches.
Approaches, Subin suggested, like comprehensive teen education about the effects of marijuana and better training and equipment for law enforcers. Several speakers said they thought too many marijuana smokers are being jailed for what they called victimless crimes. Others said they were not convinced that the substance was addictive.
My name is Mike Jones. I'm a student here at LSC. And I would like to ask you about the addiction aspect of all this, because I know people who said they've smoked for years and they can just quit just like that, because from the research I've seen, it doesn't seem that it's chemically addictive.
Ed Baker, a licensed drug and alcohol addiction counselor, warned that marijuana does in fact affect the developing brain in dangerous ways if used excessively.
When you have adolescents smoking marijuana, they interfere with the normal development of their brain in areas that regulate memory, learning, and motivation. We have research now that shows that adults who began smoking marijuana during adolescence lose 8 or 9 IQ points.
But Lyndon State College student Nick Morelli thinks regulating marijuana would weaken the black market and make it harder for underage users to get it.
I don't know if anybody's ever heard of a drug dealer that IDs, but if legalization did occur, then there would be somebody at the counter, you know, to make sure that whoever was buying it was of age.
But some who treat youth for addiction worried that making pot legal would somehow sanction its use, not just in smoking materials, but in foods and vapors attractive to kids. Debbie Haskins is a drug and alcohol counselor representing a new group called Smart Approaches to Marijuana, or SAM. She cautioned that marijuana, like tobacco and alcohol, would rack up more social costs in the form of treatment, highway accidents, and the loss of productivity than it would bring in new tax revenues.
What is it about this drug that's going to do such wonderful things for Vermont? It doesn't make you smarter.
And one Lyndon State student noted that a typical marijuana joint contains more tar than a tobacco cigarette. But Laura Subin of the Coalition to Regulate Marijuana said that in other states where pot is newly legal, some tax revenues are being used to educate marijuana users about its risks and also, for some, medical benefits.
Our kids are going to demand honest education instead of the scare tactics that have been the methodology to try to help reduce young people's use of harmful substances.
Subin, an attorney, said prohibiting pot use by adults in their own homes violates civil liberties. Alex Villano, a Lyndon State student, agreed.
I feel like this issue is not really of a kind of a health issue. I feel like it's more of a human rights thing. It's more of you can't tell people what they can and can't do with their own bodies.
Lawmakers will no doubt hear a similarly wide range of views if they hold hearings on marijuana legalization this year. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.